The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? It is Tuesday, November 29th, 2022, and this is your daily sports betting brand of record. I am the coach, and we are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it is not close. This could be, hopefully, the best day so far in the World Cup as we speak. Just kicking off moments ago, 2 early games. We've got Ecuador and Senegal, Netherlands and Qatar. Hopefully you watched Early Edge in 5 yesterday and you know which way we are going. But as always, we are the most transparent show in sports betting as well. 8-6 yesterday, kind of a ho-hum day. Colts couldn't get it done for me or Sia Najad, but look very closely there. The Mamas could be coming through. Mama Coach hit George Pickens' longest catch over 18.5. No sweat there. But we need Netherlands to win to nil. 1-0, 2-0, 3-0. We'll take it. And the Mamas will cash plus 232. And I would love for that to happen. Now, it's also a very, very busy day at the brand. In addition to our morning show, in addition to our Early Edge in 5 at 4 p.m., we also have the most important NFL hour of the entire week. And as we get farther into the season, this becomes even more important. Our NFL Week 13 mega preview at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time with RJ White, M Squared, and yours truly. But you know, we start our weeks on Tuesday. And if I'm going to have a World Cup day that's going to be special, if I'm going to have an NBA game or NBA day that's going to be special, if I'm going to have college basketball that's going to be special, I got to bring in the stars of the show. But where do we go? Where do we go? Well, I'm going to start. You can see her every single weeknight, 6 p.m., anchor of Sportsline, taking us to new heights. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Katie Mox, to the Early Edge. Katie, good morning.
Good morning. I'm needing to bounce back today. I put all of my hopes and dreams in Matt Ryan, as I see that Rebecca O'Connor in the chat did as well. Good morning to everyone except Matt Ryan.
He is the most non-athletic cornerback maybe in the entire NFL. And by the way, we do have some controversy because we had a plus 3,400 ticket last night that is 1 yard away from cashing and they didn't give it to us. We'll keep you updated, but we gave out the mega donkey last night, 1 yard away from hitting the whole damn thing. Whole damn thing. Now, next, live from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, Zach Attack. Zach Simony, good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I can't believe we're only a couple of ways from December. We're going to be rolling into 2023. It's hard for me to say that, but we're going to keep going. We're going to keep cashing winners. Let's get I'm going to go with a college basketball play today.
I love it. Can't wait for that. And Zach, by the way, he's one of our OGs. Been here since day one. You mentioned December. We haven't missed a day since December of 2020. And we're not going to start now. Next, live from the NBA dungeon, as I like to call it. See all those jerseys behind him. You call him Mikey B. We call him Mikey Barner. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, I had to sweat out the Lauri Markkanen revenge game against the Bulls last night, but my Bulls came away with the win, so it's a good morning for me.
Oh, it is, and I can't wait for your storyline. I'm still kind of stinging from falling asleep with the Lakers up 10 and waking up to a loss. Oh, gut-wrenching if you were on the money line. Now, I saved this man for last because the guru, Buckets, the silent assassin, the speculator, they've all teamed up for the World Cup to make this one of the most enjoyable things I've ever been a part of. from just south of London, England. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the guru, Martin W. Green. Good afternoon, sir.
Good morning to you, Coach. Thank you for having me on the show again. Delighted to be here. And I am loving the Mummers Parlay. That looks like a great bet. Netherlands are rock solid defensively. If that's all you need, I think they should just about be able to shut out Qatar and get the win. So come on, Mama Squared Parlay.
We are here for it. And I got to tell you, the Mamas have been very, very much into this. Little scary, I'll be honest. Mama Buckets is trying to take the bucket seat away from her son. All right, let's get into it. We got a lot to talk about today. Storylines that could affect the betting lines. And we could not ask, Guru, for a better scenario than coming into the final group stage games with everybody in the United States group still alive. Start us off.
That's correct, Coach. It's agonizing stuff. Group B of the World Cup is delicately poised as we approach the final round of group stage games. England on 4 points, Iran on 3 points, the USA on 2 points, and Wales on one single point. All four teams could conceivably qualify for the knockout stage, depending on what happens today. But who will make it? The US MNT, they take on Iran at 2 p.m. Eastern, while England face Wales in a battle of Britain at the same time. Promises to be a really tense occasion. Break down both of those games with you later.
Oh, I love how they put the games at the same time, because in the NFL, they do this a lot too. So you can't look at the score and adjust what you're going to do. Exactly. I love it. Can't wait for two picks on those. As I mentioned, we have two picks on the early games, but you got to check out Early Edge and Five for their early start times, which are going to be changing a little bit now with not as many games every single day. All right, Katie Mox. This is a big week in the NFL. It's a big week. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I like to set you up. I like to build you up. All right, it's all about relationships. It's all about revenge. It's all about rematches. Talk to me.
Yes, Coach. Well, that was a fabulous setup there. Week 13 is all about reunions and rematches. Deshaun Watson returns to take on his old team. Joe Burrow sets out to be the first quarterback to beat Patrick Mahomes in three straight games. And the 49ers will host their former offensive coordinator, Mike McDaniel, and two of their former star running backs, Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson Jr. Now, Coach, you come from the pro wrestling world, so you know a thing or two about drama and rivalries. And how about this one? Mostert and Wilson Jr. threw some serious shade at their former organization, disparaging my quarterback, Jimmy G. Mostert said, and I quote, "We have a quarterback who can actually sling it." Now, this caused residual shade from the likes of Debo Samuel and Kyle Shanahan. This game has got SmackDown written all over it. Grab your popcorn, but here are some betting notes for you. Tua, well, he's 69% against the spread as an underdog in his career. It's also worth noting that underdogs by more than a field goal in games with a total of 47 or less are 66% against the spread this season. Early money, it's on the Dolphins, grabbing 96% of the money right now. The line has already shifted from 4 to 3.5, favoring the Niners. This could go down to a pick'em if it continues to be this lopsided when it comes to the money. If you like Miami, grab it now. If you're like me and you like SF, you should wait.
That was an incredible storyline. And that could be the game of the week. 4 o'clock games on Sunday. I hope you had your paper. I hope you had your pencil out, because that was incredible stuff. Boy, I can't wait for this week in the NFL. Again, 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. We break down every single game on the board right here. Katie, thank you very much. Now, as I look at my notes, there were only three NBA games last night, but Mikey Barner, or tonight rather. So last night I wrote down five numbers: 269, 245. 242, 239, and 231. Those were five totals last night, as all of a sudden, we're seeing a scoring barrage in the National Basketball Association. Fill me in.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when half of the games score at least 230 points on a 10-game slate. There was two teams alone last night that scored at least 140 points. Right now, there are currently 10 teams in the NBA allowing at least 115 points per game. Last season finished with only four teams allowing at least 115 points per game. So we got a lot of bucket getters. We got a lot of shots being jacked up and a lot of fast-paced games across the NBA this season.
I tell you what, I am fired up for it again. Only three games tonight, but Damn it, these NBA games are fun to watch. Normally in November, Mikey, we're waiting until January until football's over. But I think the NBA is getting some traction this year in November. I kind of feel that way. I think we're helping.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
I know you're ready. All right, now, every day in the chat, Zach Attack, I hear people say, I want more college basketball. I need more college basketball. Well, today, we have a little bit of college basketball. What are you providing for us today, sir, from the very cold Northeast?
Well, actually, the early season in college basketball, we've seen so many tournament play. Today, it's going to start shifting to conference invitational. So you're going to see the Big 12 against the Big East, the ACC against the Big 10, and there's a bunch of other conferences that are going to face each other. Those are fun to watch, but I want to profile Syracuse. I'm wearing the shirt right now. I follow them real close. They have a senior guard in Joe Girard that is struggling right now. He played pretty well the first four games, was averaging 21 points per game, but the last two games, he has shot the ball horribly. His points per game has dropped all the way down to 15 points. He went 1-for-10 against St. John's and then 1-for-12, real bad game against Bryant the other day. So two straight losses for Syracuse, and they really have been on the senior guard, because Syracuse, if you watch them early in the year, Jim Boeheim is relying on a lot of freshmen, and it's just unusual for him, a lot of freshmen, and they've stepped up. J.J. Taylor scored 24 points against Bryant. Judah Mintz, he's been playing pretty good in every game besides being ejected in the last game against Bryant when he slapped Doug Eder. And then even Chris Bell, he scored in double figures in three straight games with 14 points in his last outing. So Joe Girard, he needs to step up. He needs to stop shying away, stop taking bad shots. Play his game. Lead like a senior. You have to step up today. They're facing an Illinois team that's ranked in the top 25. The point spreads went from minus 11 on the Illinois side to minus 12 and a half.
See, I'm an unabashed Illinois fan because Brad Underwood, their head coach, him and I, well, his younger brother, we went to the same high school from the same hometown. We hosted an event in May. You guys remember, I gave you a pick from being the grand marshal in the second grade with Brad Underwood. So, Illinois, I got to ride with them tonight, Zach. I got to ride with the Illini. Now, speaking of riding with, my entire crew, you all at home love riding with them, but we want you riding with us and showing everybody exactly how proud you are of the Early Edge. We have a very special Cyber Monday sale for you. And if you buy some merch, send us a picture on social media. We are collecting all of them, because in 2023, I have a little idea how I want to reward those who support us the absolute very most. Take that QR code. 30% off at checkout. Use the code CYBER. That's C-Y-B-E-R. All right. You know, all of these cappers are very, very expensive, and we're going to get to our board very shortly. But to pay those pesky little bills, we need to hear from one of our incredible partners.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we are back. For those watching on YouTube, listening on Apple or Spotify, this is The Early Edge. Now, where do I start? Well, you know where we're going to start. USA. Let me hear you. Now, I got a little voice text last night, Guru, from your mentee, Buckets. He said, hey, if I need to come on the show to show my USA pride, I'll do it. I said, no. I said, you just stay where you are. Martin W. Green has this one. Now, Buckets is in the chat answering questions just like I asked him to. But, Martin, what do you like today on the two late games, 2 p.m. start?
Yeah, I think Bucket should be banned from showing USA pride after he picked Wales to qualify at the USA's expense. If you rewind back, it was me that was going for a USA to qualify. I enjoyed Katie saying there's serious smackdown in that football game, because there is serious smackdown in this Iran versus USA game. These countries absolutely hate each other. Iran has been under US sanctions for years over its nuclear program, support of Hezbollah. So there's a big political backdrop to this game. And from a sporting perspective, it's going to be a fascinating occasion as well. Must say the USA played really well in their 0-0 draw with England last time out. I think they were unlucky not to win that game. That should give the players confidence as they head into a crucial showdown with Iran today. Trail Iran by 1 point in Group B, as I mentioned earlier. So only a win will be good enough to send the USA through to the next round. A draw is good enough for Iran. So the USA are going to have to be the aggressors in this game. They've got a real energetic midfield, Weston McKennie, Tyler Adams and Yunus Musa. I think they'll win the midfield battle. The likes of Christian Pulisic and Timothy Weir, they pose a real goal threat. However, the Iranians have been very efficient in front of goal so far at this tournament. Scored twice against England in a 6-2 defeat, and they scored twice against Wales last time out when they won 2-0. So America are going to have to take the game to Iran, but I think Iran are very dangerous on the counter-attack. So I can see both teams scoring in this one. It's plus 120. So the favourite in this market is actually both teams not to score. But the World Cup's really exploded into life over the past couple of days. We've seen 3-2s, 3-3s. It's gone goal crazy. I think we could be in for another high-scoring clash here. So I like both teams to score in this one. And yet the other game is that Battle of Britain that I mentioned, England and Wales. Countries that have been warring with each other for more than 1,000 years. So, there's quite a feisty backdrop to that one too. England fans were jubilant after watching their team thump Iran 6-2 in their opener. Came back down to earth following that 0-0 draw with the USA. The England fans were booing the players off the pitch after that game because it was a very limp performance from England's players. Should serve as a wake-up call. They've got a lot of quality attackers, but they really failed to click in that game. They couldn't deal with that ferocious press led by Musa, McKennie, Adams. Just had too much energy for them. Wales will try to take a leaf out of the USA's book in this game, but they don't have such energy within their squad. So I think it'll be a difficult task. If this plays out like a Premier League game, it really should, because pretty much every player on the pitch plies their trade in the Premier League. If that's the case, then England should win it. They have vastly superior players. Wales are overly reliant on the ageing legs of Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey. They could be overrun here. So I'm going for England minus one Asian handicap. You get a full payout if they win by at least 2 goals. You get your money back as a push if it's a single goal victory. And I think they should win this one, as the odds suggest. So I can see England finishing top, Wales finishing bottom. And it's just a matter of whether the USA can beat Iran and qualify for the knockout stage. Hope they can do it. USA.
Oh, man, it's so exciting. And the way you described those two games today, I'm already tense. And we're still a couple hours away from the game. By the way, Reed in the chat says, I have USA winning 1-0 at plus 600 for an Uncle Dave sprinkle. Would you like that to protect the bet a little bit?
Yeah, why not? Go for it. I mean, they scored once, didn't they, against Wales in their opener. They failed to score against England last time out. So it would be a bit of a tall order to expect them to score a couple of goals. But I do just think the World Cup's really, like I said, exploded into life over the past couple of days. We've seen lots of high-scoring games. So, yeah, I'm sticking with my both teams to score.
All right, we'll do that. Yesterday, a 3-2 game, a 3-3 game. That was so exciting. It's exactly what Martin is talking about. Now, you and Katie, you bring up SmackDown. You may not know this, but my very first appearance ever on WWE television was with The Rock in Chicago, January 8th, 2000. On what show? SmackDown. It's the Rock Show, as he used to say. Now, Katie, I said there's only 3 games tonight, but I love when you can focus on the part of the country that you call dearest to you, and that is, of course, Northern California. I sit currently in Southern California. So please enlighten me on 1 game or 2 games that you like tonight. You're up.
Yes, I am sticking with the Bay Area love tonight, which I don't always bet on my teams. Always have to find a good angle there. But I've got two plays on the Warriors versus the Mavericks. Well, first up, I'm taking the Warriors minus the 1.5 to cover against the spread. After a slow start this season, the defending champs are finally starting to trend up and sporting a winning record, while the Mavericks are unfortunately trending down and currently sit below 500. With the spread under a bucket in most places, you got to look at outright trends more than just against the spread. Of the 17 times the Warriors have been favored this season, they have secured the win in 65% of those games. Winning five of their last six, the Warriors have actually won by an average of 17 points in their last three wins. The Mavericks, on the other hand, well, they're on a four-game skid, and they have lost all three games when listed as an underdog this season. Golden State also 2-0 straight up in their last two road games. It's just a bad spot for Dallas tonight. I am going to take the over 229 as well. With all of the praise on the Warriors offense right now, second highest in the NBA, averaging 130 points per game in their last few games, we can be critical of the defense, which currently ranks 22nd in defensive rating. Golden State is allowing 117 points scored on them per game. The over has been cashing for bettors, currently 4-0 in the last four games that Curry has started and 9-2 in the last 11 head-to-head meetings. So give me the Warriors minus 1.5, and let's go over 229.
How about 251 on Sunday in their last game? And the Mavericks scored 115 on Sunday and lost to the Bucks. This fits right into that beautiful picture. I love cashing two tickets in one game. Katie, thank you very much. Now, as I look at my notes, I say, who do I put in the maestro seat? And by the way, the maestro is on a very special trip this week. That's why he's not on the show. But I believe that we need to prop up the NBA. That's what's been cashing tickets. So, Zach Attack, with all due respect to you, I've got to put Mikey in the final seat. So, sir, they've been craving it. They've been begging for it. Of course, there's plenty of college basketball picks. If you want to be a Sportsline member, come and join us right now. But Zach, what do you like tonight? What did you find that really perked your interest?
Well, for the show, I'm going with a straightforward play here. I'm going to take Baylor minus six. There are some 6.5s out there. Look for some minus sixes or buy the hook. I definitely suggest that. This is a Big 12, Big East challenge that's going on right now. And Baylor, this is their first true road test of the season. So this is a high number. I know it's a high number for a first true road test of the season. They're kind of working their way into the year. But you look at Coach Drew and Baylor, they are an elite level program. You have to look at the calendar and say, when are they going to take that next step? This is when teams do that. This is when Baylor does that. I see them taking a big step forward tonight against Marquette because they had so many games to begin the year condensed up to that Thanksgiving break. They got through that period. They had 6 days off now since their win over McNeese, so they've been a well-rested team. And I really do believe you watch how they play, and they don't stand out to you, but then you go look at the stats. They rank in so many key categories, 91 points per game. They're seventh in the country in that. 10 steals a game, a top 20 team in that category. And then they also 21 assists per game, third in the country in that. So they do so many things well, led by senior point guard Adam Flagler. They've got young pieces. I like this road spot against Marquette. Lay it minus six.
You're damn right we do. I love when they put these conferences against each other all the time. By the way, Big Cheesy 707 says, in honor of the maestro, I'm going back to the well with SIU Edwardsville. For those of you who've been with us since the beginning, you know what that's about. Boy, we cashed a lot with that team. I don't know why that particular team, but we did, and we have, and we will. But Mikey B, I'm starting to wonder if you and Katie got on the phone prior to the show, which I do not allow, and said, let's make the same type of bet. I'm actually here for it, though. I actually like it. Talk to me.
Well, since we've got the big spotlight here in the maestro spot, why not go to a spotlight matchup between the Knicks and the Pistons? Not exactly the most exciting game on the slate, but I got two picks for it. First, let's do Knicks minus five. The Pistons have been bad. They've lost 9 of their last 11 games. 8 of those losses were by at least 5 points. They've played the Knicks twice this season, and they lost both of those games by at least 9 points. So we're going to do Knicks minus five. I don't mind buying the half point there to get you to minus 4.5, just to give you a little extra opportunity to get the win. But I'm also going to take Knicks over 114.5 points. That's minus 125 at Caesars. Now, when the Knicks played the Pistons earlier this season, they scored 121 points and 130 points, respectively. The Pistons have the second worst defensive rating in the league, allowing an average of 116.7 points per game. The Knicks have scored at least 123 points in three straight games, so I think a lot of points here on the way to their victory over the Pistons.
The other night, Pistons were getting eight to the Cavs. They were up late in the fourth quarter, only to lose by nine. Thank you, Detroit. Yeah. Thank you very much.
They're hurting, Coach. They got a lot of injuries. Cade's out again. Got a lot of guys questionable. It's a good spot for the Knicks.
Yeah, they fade late. They fade late in games. I love this spot, and I love those two plays. What a good start to our week. We do it differently than everybody else. We start on Tuesdays. We end on Mondays. But we want everybody to be a part of what we're doing. That's why we go five wide. Don't be afraid to tune in tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern, for Katie Mox and an entire hour getting you set for the nighttime games. So grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap courtesy of Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. Katie's on the Warriors, -1.5, same game. Let's go over 229. You heard all the reasons. A perfect spot for both. Mikey B, same two bets, different game. Let's go Knicks, -5 over the Pistons, who have been fading. And Knicks team total over 114.5, -125. Then Zach Attack, he's on Baylor, -6. And again, there are a ton. The model at Sportsline for college basketball has been killing it to start the season. I encourage you to check that out. Then the guru on these two big plays. Both games start at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Iran, USA, both need a result. So let's go both teams to score. Plus money, love that even more. Then England, they are the, as he likes to say, the class of the field. And we'll lay one because they're going to win 2-0, 3-0, 4-1, something like that. But we'll lay the one to bring that number way, way down to where we can play it. Thank you to all of you who are so active in the chat today. Many of you still chirping about that 199 yards for Matt Ryan. I don't think it's going to change. I don't think DraftKings is going to change. But the Mega Donkey at plus 3,400, it hurts. But we've got to move on. We have to move on. What a great day. So, with that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Katie Mox, the Guru, Zach Attack, Mikey B, and, of course, Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos. We're here all day, every day. It doesn't matter the sport, the time, whatever. We grind for you, but we can't do it without you. So thank you all very much. Let's start our week strong at the early edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.